Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
When David wrote Psalm 17, he first of all confessed his sins. He was then confident he could seek God's help with a clean heart. Consequently, we read these words, "I call on you, God. Listen closely to me. Protect me as a pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings." Well, as believers, our past, present, and future sins are paid for through Christ's death on the cross. But as believers, we must acknowledge our sins and turn from them in order to walk in fellowship with God. And then we can approach the holy, righteous, and all-powerful God boldly and ask our greatest friend for help. We can plead our case based on the purifying blood of Jesus Christ that continues to cleanse us from all sin. Let's remember these words in the book of Hebrews.
"Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, he has inaugurated for us a new and living way through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water."
So, let's remember this principle to live by. When we are seeking God's help, we are to examine our hearts to see if we're violating God's will. If we are, let's confess our sins and then enter boldly into the presence of God through Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.